We're going to start now with some people calling in to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay, yeah. So sounds like fun.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, okay. Caller, go ahead, caller.
Oh, is that me?
Yes, it is, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, it's me, Steve, when I was a little kid. I remember 1949. Oh, boy. Meryl Streep was born. Sigourney Weaver was born. And Steve Silva was born.
Whoa.
Now, hey, it's Paul Preston. Steve,
Paul, what the hell? Who the hell is this? Paul, my man, how you doing today?
Well, listen, I called in because I was listening to the Howard Stern show the other day, and Ronnie the limo driver, you know, the pervert of the show, also turned 72, so I wanted to call and wish this show's pervert a happy 72 as well.
There you go. That's the most appropriate thing that's been said today.
Now, with that show, they play the little game called Is Ronnie Older Than? And they, you know, pitted him against, like, seltzer water and the board game Monopoly. So I'm going to play Is Steve Older Than?
Oh, my.
But make it a little more relevant to you and your surroundings. Okay. Are we ready? Now it's Sean.
I'm all set.
You guys can all play.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So is Steve older than Knott's Berry Farm amusement park?
Ooh.
I would see roadside.
The actual amusement park.
When it opened for ticket sales as an amusement park.
I am older than that.
You are not. That was 1968. Oh, wait. No, you are older than that. You are older than that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I know.
My math is bad.
Well, see, I remember because as a teenager, Knott's Berry Farm was one of the places you would go on a date because it was free.
Oh,
you could walk in, and if you wanted to ride something, you bought a ticket to ride something. Otherwise, you just walk around and have a good time. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool to go there because you didn't have to pay to get in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was.
Okay. My math is bad. I got to lean on a 72-year-old to get the math right. Boy, that makes me feel good today. All right. These guys make a big hubbub about every anniversary they have, so you probably know this one. Is Steve older than Disneyland?
Let's see. By 6 years.
That's on the dot, correct. 1955, Disneyland opens up. Very nice. You know, this isn't just a fun trip through memory and time, but I'm also finding it's a bullseye test of your cognitive skills, which is good to have.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, because the first time I went to Disneyland was 1957 when I was 7 years old. And I remember that. And then the next time I went was 59 when they introduced the monorail. And I thought the monorail was the most incredible technological advancement in the world.
It is one of those things. Absolutely. Yeah. It remains that. Now, so you're older than Knott's Berry Farm. You're older than Disneyland. Are you older than Walt Disney Studios in Burbank?
Oh, no, I am not.
Correct. They opened proper in 1940. So
yeah.
There you go. Are you older than the city you're currently in, Cypress, California?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say yes, I am.
Incorporated in 1956, you outage the place you're in.
All right. Yeah.
Alaska becomes a state. Are you alive?
Are you alive?
Yes, but barely.
That's true. Alaska becomes a state in 1953. Steve's already walking around.
Steve, I'm quite impressed.
Wow.
Damn.
The first organ transplant. Are you older than when that happened?
Very first organ transplant? Any organ transplant?
Kidney, if I give you any...
Whoa, I'm going to say no, I'm not.
By a year, you are. That was in 1950.
Oh, I was thinking.
Well, let's get to what I love, movies.
Okay, oh yeah.
What's older, you or Casablanca?
me.
It's not true. Casablanca, 1942. It's got you by...
It was? I thought it was early 50s.
I knew.
I like Paul. No, I got it right here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I wrote it down.
And I have to say, in my opinion, one of the best movies ever made.
And holds up. Because it's about an era that... If you made the movie today, you would make it look like that. So it still looks good, sounds good. The smart script, great actors. Yeah, it's simply
definitely
one of the greatest top five ever.
And all of the things that we quote from that is amazing.
Yeah.
Frankly, Steve, I don't give a damn about that right now. So,
I mean, the whole movie, The Usual Suspects, of course, is based on a life.
See what I did?
I saw what you did, and it sucked.
Yeah, I know. Quoted the wrong movie, exactly.
Yeah.
How about Singing in the Rain? Are you
I am older than Singing in the Rain.
By 3 years. Yeah, Singing in the Rain came out 52. You like this? Let me do a few more of these?
I'm on fire.
Are you older than the Empire State Building?
No, I am not.
That's correct. 1931.
Yeah, that was way before me.
Are you okay? So, what's been around longer, your life or Queen Elizabeth's reign on the throne that she's currently holding?
Her reign on the throne.
No, actually, that was 53. So you got
it. Was it really? I thought it was in the 40s. I really did.
She was very young, but King George died, and she got in there in 53.
53. Wow. Well, that's nothing. That's brand new.
And to kind of tie that in, if you've ever seen the miniseries called The Crown, it talks about that whole thing.
Excuse me.
Of where she was a teenager, her dad dying and everything, how he had to become king. And it's really, really good.
And it goes over everything.
Yeah, it goes all the way up until Princess Diana, basically.
Mm-hmm. And that's more of a maxi series. I mean, it's like its fifth season. Yeah.
So. Yeah. They're supposed to have one more, aren't they?
Probably. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Stop. It's doing well.
Yeah. It did very, very well.
Would it put
Who's
a
older?
Would it put a damper on the whole day if I actually admitted the fact that I could care less about that? Give a shit about the crown of England. I ever have, and I don't. Is that weird?
Spoken like a true patriot.
I think there's a waning interest.
Those damn taxes.
I think it's all so pretentious and weird. You know, these people get paid for just walking around and going, hi.
Yeah, I think there's a waning interest in the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
They're famous for no reason. There's a little backlash, I'm sure.
Okay.
Is Steve older than the Los Angeles, California Angels of Anaheim, California?
Oh, I know the answer to this one.
Yes, I am.
You are. Yeah, 1961 it came into existence.
Because I went and saw the Angels play their last year of AAA ball at Wrigley Field. In
Whoa.
L.A.
Wow.
I actually was in Wrigley Field in Los Angeles watching the Angels play, and the next year they became the pro team.
The pro team.
Yeah.
And what's really ironic, too, is that my grandfather, the same year that happened, created the Whittier Angels.
The where angel?
Shut up. The Whittier Angel.
Whittier
Angels.
Did he
Speak
call them
that? Impediment, motherfucker, all right?
What's that, your age or IQ?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sin spin, baby.
Are the Los Angeles Angels of Whittier still around?
No, actually, my grandfather sold the franchise, or the team, actually, in 1972, I believe. And he actually sold it to the Dodgers, if I'm not mistaken.
I can't believe there was a Wrigley Field in L.A. I mean, these are the things we learned from having an icon like Steve Silver around.
Yeah, it was in, you know, when you're coming up the 5 freeway and you kind of go around to the left just before you get to downtown, there's that low section on the northwest part of the freeway. It's just like a low valley, and then the hill goes up to the city hall. You know, the city hall sits up there. Yeah, the whole it was in that area down there.
Oh, it was right downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because there was at that time too. There was a lot of triple A baseball teams in the Los Angeles area. Yeah, a lot of them.
Are you older than Costa Mesa?
Ooh.
Ooh, I have no idea. Costa Mesa. I'm going to say no.
You are. Costa Mesa Incorporated in 1953.
Damn it. It's all these within a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did I mention before? Meryl Streep, Sigourney Weaver, Jessica Lange, Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, Jeff Bridges, and all share your birth year. And John Belushi. And who thought you'd outlive John Belushi? But,
wow, yeah, that's a miracle.
Yeah. Especially with the drugs they both took.
Yeah. Although, see, the secret is he started early, I started late.
Late, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Very true.
So.
Very true.
And what else do we know? The average cost of a house when Steve was born, $7,450.
Good Lord. Can you imagine?
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah. The price of gas, 17 cents.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when I start driving, they'd have sales and stuff. And the biggest one was when it was a nickel a gallon, but it'd be mostly like 10 to 25 cents a gallon when I started actually driving.
Wow.
Does anyone know who was president when Steve was born?
Oh, my God. It was
wasn't Eisenhower?
I think it was just the one before Eisenhower.
If you two don't know, we're doomed.
I don't remember.
It's only been going
really
down.
I know.
I'm like anyone in the public school system, nobody knows.
who is it, Paul?
Harry S. Truman.
Truman. Really? It's the Truman Show.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
And, of course, the first VW Beetle is sold in the United States. And the book 1984 is published, a book many people considered a warning for the future. He tried to tell the public, warning, Steve Silva is being born right now. Do something.
1984 is one of my favorite stories. I love the book. I read the book like 100 times. And I like, but the one thing I have to say about that story was the movie with John Hurt was one of the most incredible things I ever saw.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
My language.
All right, Paul, thank you so much, buddy, for calling in and giving us all that wonderful trivia about Steve.
Yes, and of course, when he was born, there was also an earthquake in Ecuador that killed 6,000 people. But, hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Well, yeah, thank you. And on that note, I love you, Paul. Take care.
End it with a bomb, obviously.
All right, farewell.
All right, buddy, take care of yourself, man. Have a good one. Love Paul.